Progress.
Okay, Urvosai. Continuing in this famous Tosos, Dibur Maskel Batzer Leishiura, we have an interesting machlokus. V'ari haya omer v'bor nefashos, kema de lav bracha chashuvahi, afilu v'batzer mishiura mevarchin bor nefashos rabos. Since it's not a bracha chashuva, bor nefashos definitely not chashuv, right? Shalosh is doraisa, me'ein shalosh, maybe doraisa, maybe darbanav, it's me'ein of a shalosh, and bor nefashos is not chashuv, sometimes even called lo klum. I feel about to, even less than shir, even a mashu. You say bar nefashos, and then Tosos, the author of our Tosos, says back to the Re Velo Nira, came into bar nefashos to Knuk Neged Ala Geffen, Kihechid Ala Geffen, Baish Yura, bar nefashos Rabbos, Nami Baish Yura, since it is similar to Ala Geffen of Ria Geffen, imagine the bar nefashos of liquids and of solids would be similar to Ala Mechior, etc., therefore you need a shir.
How can you even say that? It's still a bracha. You're still saying Hashem. How can you say, since it's not such a bracha, we can say it when even though you're not supposed to say it?
Okay, so he didn't say it when you're not supposed to say it. He says, since it's not a bracha chashuva, they were originally mitaking the bracha even on a kolshu. But what does he mean by that? So what is the sort of svara machlokis between... what is the svara machlokis between the Re and the other day in Tosos? Just as an aside, halacha lemaisa, this is not a very interesting sugya halacha lemaisa, because no one paskins like the Re, and everyone paskins like the Stam, the anonymous day in Tosos, and, you know, the poskim don't even have any suffix about this. It's just a dover pashat, if you less than a shear. A lot of sfeikos what the shear is, as we saw for drinks last time. But if you eat or drink less than a shear, no one has any doubts by nowadays that we don't pass like the Re. But nonetheless, what is the svar of the Re? What does it mean it's not chashuv, right? Morty has a good point. We don't just mean, oh, it's not chashuv, so like who cares, we take things lightly. No, he obviously means something conceptual by not chashuv. So what does he mean conceptually by bracha she'ena chashuva? So the Rav talks about this a bit in the Rishimas here, and and he says, he says, what does the Re mean? The Re means that bracha sheniskana al maisa hanaa lo bo ishir. Because it is a bracha on the hana'a, not on the svia. So he's making a contrast here between bracha. What's the machayev of bracha achrona? So at least in Bar Nefashos, he says what the Re might mean by it's not a bracha chashuva is that the bracha is on hana'a. And Hana'a doesn't have a shiur. Also, love and shiur. Yehana min ha'olam hazeh below bracha. You know, Hana'a, anything is Hana'a. So maybe that's what he means by not chashuva, and he brings an interesting raya. There's a sheet of Rabbi Tarfon. Actually, some achlokes have shown it whether this is the sheet of Rabbi Tarfon or whether this is not the shiur of Rabbi Tarfon. Whether this is the sheet of Rabbi Tarfon or not. But according to many, we've shown him later, we'll see the sheet of Rabbi Tarfon, is that born nefesh is the bracha rishona for water. Okay, that's many, maybe even most Rishonim say the sheet of Rabbi Tarfon, we don't pass it like it. If it's a bracha Rishona, then already it's bracha Rishona, Asalad, and Lehonis, and Olam, Zebul, bracha, it's just on Hana'a. And that's how he explains this day. So here we have the Shita of the Re, which is Boring Nefashos, has no shear. Right? Even on the tiniest morsel versus the Tosfos and the other Rishonim who say, nope, same shear as Bracha Achas Me'ein Shalosh, or for that matter, same shear as Bracha Achas Me'ein Shalosh, which we know from the one thing we know for sure. It's from our sugya that shear of bracha achas mein shalosh is ice. That's the whole discussion in our shear without getting into the funny thing.
It's very nice expansion we had in here with.
Yes, absolutely. Which is what the Rav says here in this middle paragraph. So what's the yesod of the machlokes? So the Rav says that perhaps the Ri holds that the Mechayev of Bori Nefashos, as opposed to the other Bracha Achronas, the Mechayev of Bori Nefashos is Hana'ah, and Hana'ah is B'mashehu. That is the what's the Svara? So, says the Rav, the Mechayev of Borei Nefashos, he wouldn't say this about others, is Hana'ah. If it's Hana'ah, then I know that. And that's what he means by it's not a Bracha Chashuva. It's not a Bracha Chashuva, meaning the Mechayev is not something very Chashuv, like a Sviya. The Mechayev is something very basic, very broad and general, like a Hana'ah. And that's what he means, not Chashuva equals the Mechayev is Hana'ah. And that's not Choshev, because Hana'ah is a very broad, general concept.
Okay, I have a question. Does that mean that even on the Dirat Lassum, like the tour, that even on a Chatzi of Pat, Chatzi Zayit of Pat, you have to make a Bori Nefashos?
So everyone understood from the Ri that if you eat less than a Kazayit of bread, you'd say Bori Nefashos, drink less than a shear of wine, you'd say Bori Nefashos, less than a Kazayit of figs, you'd say Bori Nefashos. And that's where some of the Rishonim got very mad at him. The Rashba most famously says, what do you mean, the same food can't be two different bracha achronas depending on how much you eat? That's ridiculous. And maybe the Ri, and they all have the Masor from the Ri, that it wasn't ridiculous. Now, what's the other tzad?
Is there a tzad that says that he didn't mean,
Joel's bringing up an interesting question, which the Rishonim don't really flesh out, meaning, did the Ri only mean that Bori Nefashos foods, if you eat less than a shear of Bori Nefashos, or even Al HaMechya and benching foods, if you eat less than a shear of Bori Nefashos? And all the Rishonim assume he meant even the Al HaMechya and benching foods, less than a shear of Bori Nefashos. Could you have said otherwise? Perhaps you could have said otherwise, but we're not going to get into that now. I don't really have evidence. What's the other side of the coin? So why do we disagree with the Ri? Meaning no one possibly like the Ri. This is one of the few machlokas we'll see here that has a clear hachra. It's not like a Yerushalayim avoids the machlokas, etc. There actually is an answer here. So if you just take the Rav and say, you know, what it's not, etc., the Rav says, the Ri says it's Hana'ah and not, maybe the other Teah says that's what it is. And what does the Rav says? It's a bracha on Hana'ah, not a bracha on Sviya. Because obviously there's no Sviya. By Sviya, he doesn't mean full satiation. We know even a Kazayas or a Vias, whatever, what have you, is not full satiation, but it's a degree of satiation. Right? So maybe Alpi, you could say, no, the other Tzad says the Mechayev is Sviya. The Mechayev is Sviya, and clearly there's no Sviya unless you have a Shear, not even a partial degree of Sviya. I don't mean full Sviya. I mean even a partial degree of Sviya. However, this is, the Rav only brings up these two possibilities, and so what's the Mechayev of Bori Nefashos? But of course, there is a third possibility, which is, what's the Mechayev of Bracha Achrona? Maybe it's not Hana'ah, maybe it's not Sviya, but Achila, maybe Achila. I know it's a Virchal Mesavata Uvirachta, but maybe there is the Achila. What if the Maisa Achila is Mechayev? So that's an interesting question. Is Achila have a shear? If I have one morsel, is that an Achila or is that not an Achila? So your first reaction should be that if I eat one morsel, it is not an achila. Why should your reaction be that if I eat one morsel, it's not an achila? Having nothing to do with Maseches Brachos? Because Yisurim, right? If I eat one morsel of Yisurim, I am potter from everything, right? If I eat one morsel of treif, if I eat less than X zayis of treif, I am potter from malkos. And it's not just Yisurim. If I eat less than a... if I eat less than a shear of nevelas of tahar, I am not, don't become tamei. Whenever we talk about, and mitzvos, right? If I eat less than a zayis of matzah, I have not been yotzei d'chiv of matzah. So from mitzvos to averos and everything in between, achila seems to be bikzayis. Achila seems to be defined as a kazayis. This is actually a Yeah, and that's what most achronim hold. But this is a famous machlokas achronim. There is one famous makor. You know, like some machlokas have like one famous makor where everyone looks for that machlokas. Famous makor for this is the Mishnah Lamelech in Chametz Matzah Perek Aleph Halacha Zayin. I'm going to apologize to some people because I always try to like put the boundaries of the quote properly. It ends with the Asa Hilchas of Apke Kralim Yashem Usim Mikolvakal Afmi Sura. I didn't realize there were two of those sets of words 10 lines apart. So if you ended too early, you might have missed the punchline. But then I take responsibility for that. Yeah, my apologies. This is the machlokas between the Mishnah Melech and the Mizrahi, right? Ve'isi lahare emzal tososav al asmag. Rabbi Eliyahu Mizrahi wrote many varied svarim. He's most well known, I think, for his super commentary on Rashi al HaTorah. But he also, as we see here, he wrote Hagos on the Heros on the Smag. So the Yom Mizrahi on the Smag wrote that Achila really means b'mashehu. Achila means b'mashehu. Just you're not chayiv an onesh until you have a kezayis. And that's what he says. He's over Isil Reim Tosos al Smag, who wrote Achila Koldu Mashma. Kolshu is achila. Just you're not chayiv karis or karban unless you have a kezayis to go to the halacha, the Moshe Sinai, which says that you're not chayiv for any achila. You're not chayiv malchus for any achila, only for achila of a kezayis. And then he goes through a lot of details within his shita, and he himself disagrees. He says, go back to the machlo. And what's the big smach for? What's the big smach for Rav Eliyahu Mizrahi? Is that, and what if you do eat a kolshu? What happens if you do eat a kolshu of treif? You don't get any malchus, right? Aser me? The midoraisa. It's machlokes of Yochanan Meish Lakish. Whether Chatzis Shear is awesome in a Torah or Chatzis Shear is not awesome in a Torah, we pass like Rav Yochanan, the Chatzis Shear is awesome in a Torah. And he says, that's because it's really achila. Ah, there's no malchus until you kezayis, but it's really achila, that's why it's awesome in a Torah. And the Mizrach and the Mishnah Melech says back to him, no. The Mishnah Melech says back to him that, but Reish Lakish explicitly says, Chatzis Shear is not Osir Min HaTorah because it says Achila, and it's not Achila. And Rabbi Yochanan, they give all kinds of reasons why he thinks it's Osir anyway. So what does the Mishnah not say clearly? Obviously, Chatzis Shear is not Achila. Achila means B'Kzayis. The word Achila means B'Kzayis. And that's where Reish Lakish says, Chatzis Shear is only Osir Min Drabanan is Gzeira. But Rabbi Yochanan says, even though it's not Achila, it's Osir anyway, maybe because of the Svar of Chazil, it's the Rufe, because it could add together, come together to be an Achila, and maybe we're afraid it will come together. Did you?
According to the Rida, so what's the Shear for Hanah?
Mashu. Shear for Hanah might be Mashu. Now, it's an interesting question. What if any Suri Hanah? Is there a Shear for Hanah? Is there not a Shear for Hanah? But the reason why the model of Hana'a being the kolshu is a good model, even though this is what we discussed in the second shir, the reason why that's a good model is because bracha rishona, it says, also adam lehanas ben olam hazeh b'lo bracha. Now I know, we made it more complicated, but as far as the shot words of the Gemara, and you make a bracha rishona on kolshu. So that's when the Rav gets this model that Hana'a is the kolshu, and that's what he deals with, and he goes back to our second shir of the year. Interestingly, when you put, so not according to Rav Chaim, remember, Rav Chaim says the Iker of Me'ilah is an Isser Gezel, not an Isser Hanah. So not necessarily.
Rabbi, the Rambam is quoting the Pasuk by Chametz, though. The Rambam says an Isser Doraisa, unless he's starting with this Lo Yeyochel, that it's Hanah.
Uh-huh. So they really start, why is in Hom Samat? So the Rambam says something funny. He says it's usher to eat kol shehu of Chametz min HaTorah, because it says Lo Yeyochel Chametz. And what does he mean by that? So what does he mean by that? So the Mishnah Melech and others say, oh, it's a special drush of chametz, etc., etc. The Rav Eliyahu Mizrahi says, no, he just says not to eat, and a kol shehu is eating, and it's the same as every other isser in the Torah. He just happens to mention it about chametz. So it's a question, how to read the Rambam. Is the Rambam saying, whenever it says, Lo yachel, mashu is asur min haTorah, Or is the Rambam saying, no, there's some special drusha here. The Rambam's drusha is not a special drusha. So again, let's just review for a second. If we're talking about pachos mikizayis, says the Mishnah Lamelech, it's not achila. And I think most Rishonim are with the Mishnah Lamelech here. It is not achila. If it's not achila, then why does Reish Lakish say Chatzi Shir is Asa Midah Rabbanan? Like he says, Reish Lakish says, because it's not achila. And why does Rabbi Yochanan say it is Asar Midaraisa? Because even though it's not achila, it's still Asar. Now, he quotes all the Rishonim deal with, is it for a pasuk? Is it for a svara? What's the relation between those? We'll stick with the svara for now. You know, it's not achila, but it's still Asar because of some special reason, which might be Chazi Litzarufe, because it could lead to an achila. So therefore, it's Asmi Daraisa to get into a situation that leads to an achila. Chazi Litzarufe. However, the Rabbi Eliyahu Mizrahi says differently. He says it is called an achila. It is called an achila. And what's Rabbi Yochanan saying? Rabbi Yochanan saying, and here I'll just add a few words, what the Mishnah says, that maybe Rabbi Yochanan saying is that Chazi Litzarufe means if you eat enough of it, you will get malchus. So that shows it's an achila. If I did a non-achila and a non-achila, why would it be mitzarif? Obviously, an achila and achila is mitzarif. Just a small achila and a small achila is mitzarif to a big achila. Maybe that's what Rabbi Yochanan meant. He meant, and this basically says, that from Chazi Litzarufe, we see that you shouldn't say that the Isser goes away from Chatzi Shir. Okay, this is not exactly the language, but I think it's maybe what he means, that it is an achila, as it is an achila, because it's chazi le, it's terufe le onesh. If it's chazi le terufe, it must be an achila. And why would a non achila be chazi le terufe? How does Reish Lakish fit into this? So here, Yesh La'ayin, the Mishnah Melech says, Abba Reish Lakish says non achila and views that as a pircha of Rabbi Eliyahu Mizrahi. So then don't say they argue about whether it's achila or not. That, why would the Gemara think that? Okay, maybe it's not so crazy. You know, he's developing a straw man. Maybe Reish Lakish says, maybe that's an achlok Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan, according to the Re'im. Reish Lakish thinks it's not an achila, and Rabbi Yochanan thinks it is an achila. And maybe that's why they argue whether Chatzi Shir is Asar Min HaTorah or is not Asar Min HaTorah. Now, this ties into many other sugyas. I just brought one raya that I always liked, I didn't see in the Achronim, for the Rabbi Eliyahu Mizrahi, which is that there's a Gemara in Yom HaDaf Peh, a little Gemara that no one pays any attention to, where Rabbi Yochanan says, Shiurim Va'on Shem Halacha Moshe Sinai. You guys say, On Shem Halacha Moshe Sinai? What do you mean? The whole Chumash is all about On Shem. That's not Halacha Moshe Sinai. No, it means Shiurim Shel On Shem Halacha Moshe Sinai. Tanya Yahi, Shiurim Shel On Shem Halacha Moshe Sinai. The Shiur of On Shem is Halacha Moshe Sinai. Interestingly, what does Rabbi Yochanan say? The Shiurim of On Shem are Halacha Moshe Sinai. Meaning, the shear is for onshin. The shear is not for achila, the shear is just for an onesh. For an onesh, you have a shear. But there's not, the shear is not definitional to what you're doing, it's just a shear of onshin, and maybe it's not coincidence, Rabbi Yochanan talking. Reish Lakish would have said, shearei achila halacha moshe misinai. Rabbi Yochanan said, no, the shear of onesh is halacha moshe misinai. Yeah, halacha moshe misinai, onesh needs a shear. But achila is achila. And what can I say in another respect? In other respect, you would say that, no, you only get an onesh for an achila chashuva. You don't get an onesh unless you've done something significant, right? You only get an onesh for achila chashuva, which is b'kzais. Now, if we take that back to the Re, now maybe the Re was just saying like a Rabbi Eliyahu Mizrahi. Maybe the reason Makbar really, what he say? He said it's not a bracha chashuva. And what he said, what does it mean not a bracha chashuva? That means we don't take halacha seriously today? Maybe what he meant by not a bracha chashuva is that certain things in the Torah require chashivas. An onesh requires chashivas. A mitzvah requires chashivas. A bracha achas ben yisholosh requires chashivas. But this is not a bracha chashuva, meaning it only requires achila. It doesn't require achila chashuva. Right? Maybe that's what the Ri meant. Maybe you could say, al pi the Mizrahi, that the mechayav is achila, but borei nefashos is not a bracha chashuva, and thus doesn't require achila chashuva, just achila. Ah, b'chola tarkula, achila's b'kzayis. Yeah, b'chola tarkula, you need a certain chashivas. We're not giving you malchus unless you did a significant achiva. We're not going to be able to say mitzvah unless you do a significant achiva. You're not going to become tummy unless you do a significant achiva. And you're not going to say benching or alamichya if you didn't do a significant achiva. But since bar nefesh is not a bracha chashuva, therefore that bracha applies to any achila. One second, Daniel. And then what would the Stam Tosfos say back? The Stam Tosfos could say back one of two things. Either, right, if the mechayev is achila, then the Stam Tosfos could say, ah, al pi the Mishnah Melech. Ein achila bepachos mikizayis. That's a phrase that, you know, many achronim quote, ilu it says that in Shas. They understand that it is indirectly, implicitly saying that in Shas. And Reish Lakish sort of says that. Right? Ein achila bepachos, maybe the achos in the Ri and the other daya is the achilah between the Rebbe Eliyahu Mizrahi and the Mishnah Melech. The Ri says it's achilah less than achilah. It's not chashuv. But it's okay. Bar nefesh is not chashuv, so it doesn't need a chashuv achilah. While the Stam Tosfos says, I don't care what bar nefesh is. It is an achilah. It needs an achilah. In achilah, pachas b'kzayis. Of course, it's also possible, although it's not as conceptually interesting, is that they just hold, the Stam Dein Tosfos just holds that bar nefeshos is a bracha chashuva, right? Because the Lashon is, after all, it's modeled after bracha chachmei shalosh. So they could say, even according to you, really, Yom Mizrahi, I think it's a bracha chashuva. Okay, what I'm trying to say, and then I'll take Daniel's question, is that this this machlokas, I'll say, by the way, does any Rishon actually paskin like the Ri in this Tosfos? The Ri paskin like the Ri Lechora? So the Sefer Ha'agor, he actually paskins like the Ri in this Tosos. There is one, I think the Beis Yosef quotes, if I'm not mistaken, there's one Shitas Yachin and sort of the lady Rishonim who paskins that way. So I don't want to insult the Ri and make it seem like he's a Das Yachin. No, he's a Das Yachin of two people. The Ri and the Sefer Ha'agor, right? The Sefer Ha'agor and the Ri paskin one way. What's the Yisod of the Machlokas? So basically it comes down to a three-way Chakira in terms of what's the Mechayev Bor Nefashos. If the Mechayev Bor Nefashos is Hanna V'Yalma, then, and that's what you find, not Chashuva, then the Ri makes sense. If the Mechayev on the other radical spectrum is Sviya, you can't have any degree of Sviya unless you eat a Kazayas. If the Mechayev is in the middle, is sort of the most default option, Achila, an Ochel has to say Bor Nefashos, then it might depend on this Chakira, and if you say like Rebbe Yom Mizrahi, Achila is B'mashu, Achila Chashuva is B'Kzayis, then the Ri would say, well, it's not a Bracha Chashuva, so any Achila is good enough. While the Stam Tosfos might just say it's a Bracha Chashuva, but more likely would just say it's a Mishnah Melech, like the Mishnah Melech. They might say, you know, the language certainly implies maybe it's a Bracha Chashuva, they could all say the Mishnah Melech, what do you mean? Less than Kzayis is just not Achila, there is nothing to talk about.
But even like the Mishnah Melech, that's only in the same Reish Lakish, Rabbi
Yochanan. No, his whole point is that Rabbi Yochanan also holds it's not Achila, but it's still Usur in Yisurim, because the Gzera of Chazi Litz Darufi.
The way that you were masked is the fact that you would have to say that the bit of eating is considered an Achila, it's just not.
No, that was how Rabbi Yochanan would say it. The Mishnah Melech would never say that.
No,
the
Adam is not really trying to fit it into Reish Lakish that way.
Yeah.
The rebellion. Okay, that depends whether you think Rebbe Eliyahu Mizrahi is also trying to say with the Reish Lakish, or
thinks, right?
Or not. He thinks he's trying to fit even within. Reish Lakish. Therefore he said he's wrong. I was trying to doubt that. Okay, so here I'm different than the Mishnah Melech. You know, I'm saying, but I think it's one thing is clear. For Rabbi Yochanan, there's no, I'm not different than any Mishlo Melech here. For Rabbi Yochanan, Mishlo Melech is clearly saying it's not achila. It's just usher because of a side problem of chazi l'tzerufe. That, I'm not deviating from Mishlo Melech himself at all. I feel freer deviating from Mishlo Melech in a straw man of his opponent. You know, him himself, no, that's just chazi l'tzerufe. And then you get into all kinds of lundas. Okay, that's its own lundas chazi shir. It's not our topic. Not our topic now. Okay, that's what I wanted to say about this line of Tosos, and then we'll be ready to move on to the next line of Tosos. Okay, let's continue with Tosos. Uvi Rishalmi. The Rishalmi has the same story. Okay, Rishalmi saying maybe. The Rishalmi has maybe the same story, but with a totally different twist. Rabbi Yochanan, Hechi Baruch Azayis. They have the same question. How could Rabbi Yochanan make a Baruch Achronei after eating Azayis? Halo Havi Shiur. It's not a Shiur. Obviously, because they're missing the pit. They usually make Ka'amar, Mishum Birya. They give a different answer. Our Bavli said it was a big olive without the pit, but still a medium olive. They say, no, this is special in a Birya. If you eat a whole unit, a whole creature, then that counts as a Kazayas. And where do we get this idea from? It's not made up in the Rishalmi just for our Sukya. We get this idea from all over Shas. All over Shas, we know there are two dinim of Birya. Two nafkaminas of being a birya and shas. One of them is more familiar with the smicha guys because it appears in Yoredeya. It's the topic of the whole simon kof. Is a birya is not batel. A birya is so chashav that a whole creature is not batel. So if you have like one bug in your food, even though it's less than 60, it's not batel. Okay, that is not what interests us right now. The other din of birya and shas is found in Maseches Machlos in the third perek, is that you get malchus on a birya even if it's less than a kazayis. For example, if I eat an ant, which is much less than a kazayis, right? The ants that I'm used to at least are smaller than a kazayis. If I eat an ant that's less than a kazayis, I still get malchus. Because since the birya, it counts, it's chashiv, as if it is a kazayis. Or, okay, maybe. That's why. That's the simple shot of the order why. Okay, so that birya, meaning a birya counts as a kazayis. That's basically a din in Hilchas Omshim, and Hilchas Machalos Asur. So birya counts as a kazayis. So, and they have all kinds of examples there. A birya counts as a kazayis. So if a birya counts as a kazayis, then the Rishalmi says, here also a birya counts as a kazayis. So that's very different. The Bavli says it was actually a kazayas. The Yerushalmi says it was less than a kazayas, but a birya counts as a kazayas. And then they dafilo achal a preda acha shal ino preda acha shal rimon. Even if you only eat one preda shal, meaning one grape out of the cluster, and many grapes are smaller than a kazayas, or even if you eat, and this is a big chumer, one preda shal rimon, one seed of a pomegranate, that also counts as a birya. Now again, one could argue, did the whole pomegranate count as a birya? And then there's no nafkamina because it's much bigger than kazayis. Anyway, just each seed, it shouldn't be called a seed, it has a seed inside. You know what I mean. Each seed of the pomegranate count as a birya. Okay, you have to decide one way. The Yerushalmi decides that each seed of the pomegranate counts as a birya. So even if you, now that's a small fraction of a kazayis, that little pomegranate thingy. Nonetheless, it counts, and I say a bracha achas may ein shalosh mishum. They're very involved in field of Zayas. Now, what's the relationship between the Bavli and the Rishalmi is the question. After all, it's the same story. It looks like the same story, but it's two different answers.
How could they say that it's a brayer in our Gemara? We took out the pit. It's not a whole.
Okay. You're getting ahead of yourself. That's not. You're getting ahead of us. You can get ahead of yourself as much as you want, but you're not allowed to get ahead of me. So there are two deyas in the poskim, whether we hold like the Rishalmi or we don't hold like the Rishalmi. Right? Do we hold like the Rishalmi or not? One day in the poskim is the Cholik al Gemara Didan. The Rishalmi argues with the Bavli. The Rishalmi holds a birya, meaning everyone holds a birya in treif. The Rishalmi holds a birya in brachos, and the Bavli doesn't hold a birya in brachos. Macholik Bavli and Rishalmi, it goes without saying which way we paskin. Meaning, do we paskin like the Rishalmi or not? Birya. So one shita is machlokes Bavli v'Yerushalmi, v'kaimalon, de'ein mevarchim, bracha achrona, alberia. Right? Okay, it's a machlokas Bavli and Yerushalmi. Who holds that way? That's the first unnamed Deya in Tosos, but we'll see. The Tosos sort of changes their mind. Who, right? This is one Deya in Tosos and the Rush. Okay, who else does not just reject this whole idea of Virya Mikol Vachol? Who, by silence, rejects this whole idea of Viri Mikol Vachol?
The Rambam and the Rif.
The Rambam and the Rif. Why? Because the Rambam and the Rif, meaning the Rambam and the Rif, wrote halacha books. Right? If there was a halacha, they should have said so. Right? So the Rambam just leaves it out legamrei. Why? Because he holds the machlokes Bavli and Yerushalmi. No, hold like the Yerushalmi. The Rif leaves it out legamrei. Why? Because he just doesn't hold like the Yerushalmi. It's machrach that the Rambam and the Rif just reject the Yerushalmi. Who else just rejects the Yerushalmi? I don't know who's... Yeah, there's someone else in the Makor Rashi who goes back and forth, but in the end comes to a conclusion against Birya. That would be the Ra'ah. Says the Ra'ah in the end. He says, Mistaber l'meimer d'bekula milsev ikadina pligi. It's Mistaber in the end to say... He goes to a side point. He says, well, you're going to have to say they argue about some details anyway. He says, you know what? Once the Yerushalmi Bavli argues, more Mistaber say they should argue about the whole kit and caboodle. L'meimer d'afila birya lo chashiva l'nei brach j'eber k'shir k'zayas. Right, okay, the Yerushalmi, the Maskana, the Ra'ah is like the Rambam and the Rif, and I didn't put on the Makoros, but this is not the Maskana of the Chidushei Ritva that we have printed, Masada of Chidushei Ritva, which was not actually written by the Ritva, but it is the Maskana of the Hilchos Brachos of the Ritva, which was actually written by the Ritva. I don't think I brought it here, but the Hilchos Brachos of the Ritva says very, very explicitly that even a Birya, you don't make a Bracha with less than a Kazayas. The Hilchos Brachos is actually the Ritva. Usually, the Hilchos Brachos is the Ritva, and the, you know, Miyuchas, Chidushi Miyuchas on the Ritva agree because they're from the same school, but they don't always. And in this case, the Ritva Hilchos Brachos clearly paskins this way. On the other hand, you could say that we do hold, even the Bavli holds to the idea of Birya. Right? No. Even Bavli agrees to the din of Birya. It's not only an Eretz Yisrael dipshtick. Even the Bavli agrees to the din of Birya. If the Bavli agrees to the din of Birya, then why didn't who says even the Bavli agrees with the din of Birya? So the Rav Yosef in Tosos. Basically, let's just call it the other Deya in Tosfos and the Rush, right? And in our Tosos, it's Rabbeinu Yosef, right? The Rav Yosef sounds like an Amora, right? In most Tososim, it's not named. And the other Tosfos and Shas and the Rush is not named. Okay, here we know it's Rabbeinu Yosef. Okay, who else? If you look here, I didn't put it here, but the Mordechai in the back of the Gemara quotes from, okay, I mean, just adding names is not, you know, even if I didn't put it on the Makoros, it doesn't change the way you think about things, just to add a name here and a name there. But the Mordechai quotes the Maharami Rutenberg. What book is he quoting from the Maharami Rutenberg? The Maharami Rutenberg wrote a Hilchos Brachos that we have. So it's in the Hilchos Brachos, the Maharami Rutenberg says the Mordechai quoting the Maharami Rutenberg, if I can remember where it is. Nistapik Lari, no, here we are. The old Kasa of Rabbeinu Meir. Rabbeinu Meir is Maharami Rutenberg. Maharami Rutenberg. That's the Mordechai's Rebbe. And you can look it up. I looked it up. It's there. The Mefarsh Birushalmi. Pray to Achashal and Dovno, Gagar Achashal Rimon, Kevichir Bir Shlema, Afishi, Brach, Pachas, Mikzai, Zvarach, Achra, Mein, Shalosh, Brachos. Right? Same exact. Right? Just quotes the Birushalmi without any machlokas. On the side, you have, in our Mordechai, you have a little star with the Hagos of the Ramah. The Ramah says, "Velo pasakin is fairly totally done. Less lay also psak to Rishalmi." He didn't really mean to pass that way because our Gemara doesn't hold like the Rishalmi. But in the Hillel's Brachos of the, you know, or maybe the Mordechai didn't mean, but in the Hillel's Brachos of my Ram, he just also quotes the Rishalmi. There's also Ramah there who questions it. But the Maharam, he's quoted in the Mordechai, and you could look him up if you want in the Hillel's Brachos of the Maharam. It's not such a long book. Who else?
Rabia.
Okay, I didn't know the Rabia. Okay, I'm just listing names. It doesn't matter if they weren't on Makoros. The Orchas Chaim and the Kolbo, right? The Kolbo is a short form of the Orchas Chaim. The Orchas Chaim and the Kolbo, just quote Yerushalmi without any questioning. The Orchas Chaim and the Kolbo. And it's Rabbi Yonah seems to, I mean, he doesn't really say the Bavli agrees with Yerushalmi. But the Bavli agrees that didn't bury out. Rabbeinu Yonah, the maskan of Rabbeinu Yonah seems to be that way. He goes back and forth. And I think the Rashba also leans that way. I think he's often understood as leaning that way. I think, I'll put in parentheses, the Rashba goes back and forth. It sounds like his maskan is that we do hold it in Beria.
But the Rashba really means that he's eating the witness.
Give me a second. Just before we get to how to work out the Bavli Yerushalmi, let me just ask you, the psak of Tosfos in the rest of Shas and the Rush Lemaisa is what? What is the psak of Tosfos in Yoma and Tosfos in Sukkah? And the Rush all over is what? Is what? No. What's their psak? Two? Yes. What'd you say? I didn't hear you.
I said no.
Sophie.
Is a suffix, and therefore what should you do? You should avoid it. Is to avoid it. Right? Is, exactly, is to be a bit of a brisker. Is suffix and yereshamayim lo yochal birya pachos mikizayis. And therefore, and that's what comes out of the Shulchan Aruch, by the way, so we should, that it's better to, he can't resolve the suffix, and therefore the Shulchan Aruch Meish Yod in the end says that Lachin Nachom Mizahir Shal Yochal Birya Pachos Mikazayas. It is better, they don't say if you gummer, but it is better, Nachom Mizahir, it is proper to avoid the suffix because it's too hard to call. Okay, that is whether you hold it in Birya or you don't hold it in Birya. What I didn't explain though is if even the Bavli agrees with it in Birya, how come that's not what the Bavli said here, right? And here we have a different ways of understanding this. If even the Bavli agrees to the Din Birya, so why didn't the Bavli say what the Yerushalmi said here? If the Bavli holds the Din Birya, then why didn't they say so? After all, the Gemara asks, how could we open and say a bracha achrona? He didn't eat a kazayas, just say he ate a birya. So, what?
Different story.
It's a different story. One option is it's a different story. Okay, there are slightly different people in the story. That doesn't prove it's a different story historically. But it could very well be a different story. Could it be that coincidentally Rabbi Yochanan had two stories about eating a zayas and having the same shakamataria? The truth is, yes. You know, if the story happened once, it's mistabre that the Talmidim were jumping on the opportunity to do it again, and lo and behold, there was a different answer the second time, because it was a slightly different case. Maybe not so crazy, right? Whenever the famous story, you always wish you could like be in a situation you could bring up that famous story and be clever like that. So maybe that's what happened. So maybe there's two different stories, meaning maybe there's no machlokes, Bavli, Yerushalmi, and Din. It's just two different stories with different okimtas, right? Who says it's two different stories with different okimtas? You don't have to go very far.
Same Rav Yosef.
The same Rav Yosef and Tosfos and all the Tosim, even without the Rush and without the names, they all say this. And the Rashba says the same. Not the Rush, sorry. Tosfos and the Rashba. So one, I apologize for this big tree here. One derech is that there is no machlokes, but two different stories. How can there be two different stories? Says the Tosfos and the Rashba. What's the difference between the stories? In the Bavli, he took the pit out, right? The Bavli was the Zayis Maliach. They love the Zayis Maliach. Agav, none of the Rishonim say this. The Rabbi Yaakov Emden that goes Yavitz in the back says, he thinks the Iker Zayis Maliach, once it's Maliach, that's not a Birya, because when you change it, it's not a Birya. Everyone agrees if you cut it, it's not a Birya. Mm-hmm. He says, even if you change it, it's not a Birya. What? He practically says that, but for a completely different logic. He says that in a three-step process. When you change it, it's not brachach bein shalosh, and therefore it's not a birya. But that's different. The Yavet says this is maliach that wasn't, and none of the Rishonim say that. And if it changed form, then it's not a birya. And birya has to be kibriyosum. That's pretty clearly not what Tosfos means. Not what the Rashi says. What did they say? Then the Bavli, because it was maliach, when you have a zayis maliach. What falls out?
Pit.
The pit. Azayis Maliach is without the pit. Says Tosos, here it's Rabin Yosef, or Rabin Yosef, but the Bach says Rabin Yosef. I have a farish, Yerushalmi, and a cholik on the Marshalan, and the Hachamari, so who's your Garinan? The Nimlach. It was who's your Garinan. And so the other Rishon point out that, because whenever it's clear in many places in Shas that whenever you would pickle the olives, they would lose their pit. We pickle olives, they don't lose their pit, but I don't know exactly how they did it. Anyway, but he's clearly, one option is that the Bavli is without a pit, and then what would happen in the Yerushalmi? In the Yerushalmi, it was with a pit. Simple pshat is, what the Rashba says, the way it sounds like from the other Tosim, he ate the pit. He ate it with the pit. What?
You're an elephant.
Who says?
We don't eat olive pits nowadays.
You don't eat olive. I mean, olive pits are not roi l'achila. Can you swallow an olive with the pit? Sure you can. Right? So maybe in the Rishalmi, here Tosis doesn't say it, but look, Gemara Rishalmi, your summer says, how you're sholem, etc. So in Tosos, excuse me, it's not 100, okay, I admit, in Tosos, it is not 100% clear. So let's look at the Rashba. Says the Rashba, are you listening? Right? This is going to offend your sense of aesthetics. And I'm going to say, too bad. V'yesh lomar, d'yisen nami l'had Yerushalmi. El Yerushalmi savrid Rabbi Yochanan zayish sholem achel. The Yerushalmi said he ate the whole thing. V'lo heisir geri nasa, didn't take out the pit. Shivhachi chashiv le birya avol gemarin, right, gemaritenu, Bavli, sovadilochal garinise. The Bavli thinks he didn't eat the pit, but the Yerushalmi thinks that he did eat the pit. Let me just quote the Tosos and Sukkah, which is Tosos and Sukkah and Yomar are basically the same for all of the different parts of our Tosos, and our Tosos is a little different. Obviously, Tosos and Yuma and Sukkah were the same author, and our Tosos went to a slightly different school. Tosos and Sukkah, I'll read to you, but it's the same thing in Yoma. Listen. V'hayin Yerushalmi hayazayah sholim v'ochlo im hagarin. Right? That seems pretty clear.
I was wondering whether what it means to eat an olive is you eat it, you put it in your mouth.
You're answering. Okay.
I can't imagine somebody eating an olive.
Swallowing.
What?
I can't imagine somebody swallowing an olive on purpose. So that's the way I see it.
No, maybe you just swallow the whole olive with the pit.
And you can fucking let me know only in your mouth.
It's not impossible. I'll give you a muckle. Let's just point this out. So one, you could say the Rashba and Tosos and Yoma and Sukkah says in the Bavli, he didn't eat the pit, and in the Yerushalmi, he ate the pit. But I just point out the post can take this literally. The Mishnah Berurah says it depends if you swallow the pit or not. He says even though the pit's not roi l'achila, it still depends if you swallow the pit. The pit's not roi l'achila, okay? But if you swallow, you ate the birya. Now the Rush, what does the Rush say? You're right. Our toast is a little ambiguous. What if the Rush takes in a different direction? What does the Rush say?
You don't have to eat the pit for me.
The Rush says, what's the difference between the Bavli and the Yerushalmi? In the Bavli, they...
they take it out.
Either way, you don't eat it. Who's they? In the Bavli, what happened in the Bavli? They gave him an olive without the pit. That's not a birya. In the Rishalmi, they gave it to him with the pit, and then he didn't eat the pit. That's a birya. Birya depends not on what you swallow, but what you take in hand. And then Daniel is suggesting that either the Rush might mean this, or the Tulsa the Rush might mean this, or both. Depends what you put in your mouth. Right? It's not clear to me if that is... I admit that could be neither the Rush nor the Rashba and Tosfos in. That could be both, or that could be one and not the other. Because the language here is unclear, given the fact, as Anil points out, that we're dealing with something a little weird, so you have an incentive to take the language not literally, but says the Rush that says the Rush in the Bavli, what he calls is Heviu Lifanov Bli Garin. They served it to him without the pit.
I would say maybe it's neither, because either you need to swallow to have a full thing in terms of your achilah, or the bracha has to be chosen on our cup, so the shas bracha has to be a full entity. So putting it in your mouth is neither of those.
Okay, I can't really know. What Daniel is saying is that, and I totally admit that there could be a lot of lavdafkinis there. When you get to the post-gim, I think there's a clear dafkinis. But you could say that it doesn't depend on how they bring it in front of you. Who cares, like, how I have it in my hand? And it doesn't depend on what you swallow, because that's just silly.
In your hand, the bracha. Are you
vegan? But that's bracha rishona. What does that have to do with bracha achrona? Okay, but you could say, no, what's in your hand that has kashivas? What Daniel is suggesting, and I was looking for any of the rishona to say this explicitly. I was even looking for the Nosigel Shulchan Aruch to say this explicitly. Maybe you had more incentive to find someone. You didn't find anyone. So what you could say, but these are all sort of similar things, right? What does Daniel say? And I'll put these like little dashed arrows, meaning if you want, you could say that's what one of the other people meant, right? That it depends if you, the Bavli is Hichnis Lipiv Bli Garin, while the Yerushalmi is Hichnis Lipiv Im Hagarin, right? Upalat. Right? And he spit it out. And you're right, it doesn't sound like that's what the Rush is saying, but maybe that's what the Rashba means. Yes, but...
Not Derech
Achila. Yeah, but that's more of just the Derech Achila. Yeah, maybe, but I wouldn't prove anything. You know what? I don't think that's what the Rush means by Hevi Lefana.
The Rush brings the Gemara as a riot. The Gemara that the Rush brings... It's talking about an olive that when you hold it in your hand, the garin falls.
Because it's Maluach.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what he says. Ours was Maluach. Since it was Maluach, therefore the pit fell out in the factory before they brought it to him. The Yerushalmi says, not Maluach. If it's not Maluach, then it's with the pit. Who knows? Maybe they use... Have you ever eaten a Zayis that's not Maluach? Maybe if you did, you would eat it with the pit. How do you know? Maybe that was a thing. No, but maybe it was a thing to like swallow it with the pit. You know, it's hard for us to judge because we think eating a zayis that's not maluach is disgusting to start with. And it could be that the Amorim might have agreed, but not according to these. And what they all base it on is maluach, right? It's all based on maluach because maluach equals beli hagarin, right? Maluach is usually eaten without the pit. The pit, even as Rush says, falls off. Okay, I don't have room here for the Yavetz, but and none of the Rishonim hold like the Yavetz, but I'll just put here the Yavetz that the Yerushalmi was raw, and the Bavli was maluach and processed is not a birya. That's a big chiddush of the Yavetz, which none of them showed him agreement, or else they would have said so, right? He wants to say maybe read that hint in Tosfos, but it doesn't seem to what Tosfos is saying. The first says without the pit.
Mishnah Berurah does say something similar. To the Yavetz that your bishul, it's naturally just, it's regular assembly, it's power hair.
No, what he means is pieces that fall off during the cooking, right. Not because it's cooked. because pieces fall off.
So maybe
no, but that's not what the Abba is saying. He was just saying because it's pickled, it's no longer the way God created it. It's not a birria. Birria means the way God created it. That's not the Abba.
Even though he says also it's still birria.
Let's get to it. Okay. Yes.
The Rush was saying whether he swallows the pit or not.
Okay. The Rush is assuming Pashit he doesn't swallow the pit. The Rush is agreeing with Daniel. Pashit, why would he swallow the pit? Why would he open the pit? No, obviously he didn't eat the pit. But it's a birria if he gets it with the pit and then doesn't eat the pit. It's not a birria if he gets it without a pit. But of course he wouldn't eat a pit. Come on. Who would stand in front of a room and say that someone would eat a pit? Give me a break.
Is that between Rush and Daniel?
What? No, the Rush says he held in his hand with a pit is good enough. Daniel says he has to put it into his mouth with a pit. That's the subtle difference.
That's the Rush Yosef.
The Rush Yosef of the Prima Gaudim.
I don't know who it is.
I mean, the Rush Yosef was written by the Prima. I think there's only one Rush Yosef.
Incorrectly blow up.
Okay, do we have a Rush Yosef in this thing in above? We should. If we don't, then someone should go and give the guy Stirat Lech. Oh, here we are. We have the Rosh Jewish Yosef. The Rosh Yosef is the Prima Gaudim on Shas. His name is Yosef. So the Daniel is the Rosh Yosef. From now on, that'll be his nickname. What does he say here? He says, where is this?
Hebrew Maskel Dehine.
Yeah, that I figured it. I found already. But it's a long Dibur HaMaschil. Here we are. Miki Achal. He says, what does the Rashba mean? Of course the Rashba means he spit it out. What do you mean? You would eat the pit? Very good. He says that's what the Rashba means. He says, Chidusha Rashba Kasav, that he ate a birya shlema. Obviously, eating doesn't mean swallowing the pit. Eating means putting it in your mouth, and then you spit out the pit. So the Rosh Yosef said, that's what the Rashba means. We can now erase the Neil from the board. I'm sure he doesn't mind. Says the Rashba Lefi the Rosh Yosef. The Rashba Lefi the Rosh Yosef says, you don't literally have to eat the pit. So, but basically, all of these three answers are basically the same. It's two different stories, the Bavli or two different versions of the story, doesn't matter. The Bavli is without the pit, the Yerushalmi is with the pit, just what's called with the pit, maybe holding it with the pit is good enough, maybe putting your mouth with the pit is good enough, or maybe you have to swallow the pit. That's a technicality. Now, on the other hand, though, Rebosai, there are Rishonim who say that there is a Machlokas. There is a Machlokas in the details of Din Birya. It's not that there's no machlokas about the Yerushalmi. We said there's a machlokas about Din Birya, or the machlokas about Din Birya. Then we don't possibly like the Yerushalmi. Or there's no machlokas. We possibly totally like the Bavli and the Yerushalmi, just make okimtas. But other Rishonim say no. Both the Bavli and the Yerushalmi agree with the idea of Birya. There's a machlokas between them in the details. What Rishonim say that? So the Ra'ah says that in his Hachamina. In the end, he says, one thing to say there's a machlokas, you might as well just go all the way and say it's a total machlokas. But in this, how does he get there? He says, well, either way, you're going to have to admit there's a minor machlokas. And once there's a machlokas, he says, I'll pass you there's a major machlokas and just go with the riff. But what's the minor machlokas? He says, what the Ra'ah says, Debahahu depligi Yerushalmi gmar dilan, binitilas garina imotsia minei birya olav. They argue whether removing the pit takes away the Din Birya. Everyone agrees he didn't eat it with the pit. Give me a break. Everyone agrees he didn't eat it with the pit. The question is, does Birya mean the whole thing or the whole edible thing? Right? That's an interesting question. Does Birya mean the whole creature or all the food parts of this creation? So that is the Havamina of the Ra'ah. The Ra'ah. In his Havamina, he says, no. He says, Lekuli Alma, Rabbi Yochanan, Achal Bli Hagarin. What's the Machlokes? The Bavli Savar, De'eno Birya Bli Garin. It's not a Birya without the pit. That's not the. And the Yerushalmi,
Savar dechashav birya af b'li hagari. Meaning, not like everyone else. How close do you have to put the pit? We don't keep the pit. He didn't eat the pit, and we're not going to say, well, he almost ate the pit, like all these Rosh Yosefs and Rushes, etc. No, he didn't eat the pit. Does birya mean the whole thing, or does birya mean the whole edible thing?
Is there any indication that you would say in the Havamina is this thinking about other areas of halacha on birya, or is it just about birya? Is there a lot of differences between birya and other areas?
That is an interesting question. I would think he might say the same thing about other areas of halacha. I just can't, meaning, let's say they talk about you eat a small bird less than a kzayis, right? Okay. We actually checked Wikipedia yesterday. There are small birds that are less than a kzayis. There are small birds which fully grown weigh 2 grams. They're not bugs, they're birds, they're hummingbirds. I mean, the right kind of hummingbirds, right? All hummingbirds are small, I think. Anyway, Lomashana. What if there's an inedible bone in that bird, you eat it without that bone? Right? Is that a birya or not? Well, Chora, the Rav would say that's machlokes, Bavlin and Rishalmi. No, I mean, some small bones might be edible. You know, if you're talking about creatures less than a gazayas, you know, at a certain point it gets tricky. Like, what parts of the ant are edible? I'm going to have to go there.
Isn't that the first Gemara in Nazir? If the limb is vital for it to live, then.
No, that's a question of. That's a different question. That's a question of if it is edible, but it can live without it, is it still a birya? And there, the Gemara is in Bible Ishita, but in the end, we decide that it's not a birya. But here, it's different. What if the part's in it? Now, I'll point out the Rabbeinu Yonah says something different. Now, the Rabbeinu Yonah, I admit, there is some unclarity as to exactly what he thinks the case is. He's clear that what he's saying is, we can be miyashe v'bavli Yerushalmi. He doesn't mean he can be miyashe v'bavli doesn't argue with the Yerushalmi. He means we can be miyashe that the bavli and Yerushalmi both agree with the din of birya. They just differ about the details of birya. And what does he? He first says mashva the tamushal and cholik al Yerushalmi, etc. That's for sure. But in the end, he says that. What's his din? Efshel lahamin a tamush lona imat tamul Yerushalmi v'nomar. We can put our gemara together with the Yerushalmi, not together, but close to the Yerushalmi, and say shemudav shein derech lochlo magarin kon zayis gayotzibo. If it's something where you don't generally eat the pit, sarshi yibo shir milvada garin. You need a shir without the pit. Shegim shein derech lochlo magarin nimtzah sholom lohavi birya shekatotzi ad garin kmoshe derech lotzio lo yishar a shalim. Etc. Well, maybe that's the same thing as the. Maybe he's really just saying the same things that were in different words. What?
No, we talked about derech lechol and lo derech.
What? But what he's saying is that the Bavli holds that if you don't eat the pit, it is not a.
Saying that an olive can never be a berya since it's
an olive can never be a berya.
Right.
What's a little unclear is the Yerushalmi said the Bavli says an olive can never be a berya. Well, what does the Yerushalmi say for it, Dan? He doesn't like finish that thought,
the
right?
Says something like that you can't eat old can still be a berya.
If you eat the pit, or even if you don't eat the pit, what does the Yerushalmi say for it, Dan? I'm just asking.
He doesn't say.
He doesn't say exactly. So here it's a little tricky. The Miyofas, the Ritva, says really the same thing. Seems to have copied over the Rabbeinu Yonah here. Yeah. So here, let me say like this. The Ra'ah, and the Ritva and Rabbeinu Yonah. And the Ritva all say that the Bavli says there's no such thing as a birya and a kezayis. Okay, I guess. Let's say they're saying it a little, they're adding to it. Says the, and I don't really have much room here, says the Rabbeinu Yonah.
and the Ritva. He makes something more explicit. It's not a different shot. Bavli Sovar De'eino Birya. And it seems pretty clear. Bain Achal Hagarin. Bain Lo Achal. That seems pretty clear. It's impossible to have Birya and Aleph. Right? Although, you know what? I'm going to leave a few question marks here. What would the Bavli say if Yutaka did eat the garin? Would that make it a birya? Or would you say no, since it doesn't count as eating, it still doesn't count?
It says Raila.
So, what?
It's not Raila.
It sounds like it would not be, right? So let's just... add something. Rabbeinu Yonah and the Ritva are mashma the afilu im achal hagarin lo chashiv achila the eino birya. Right? That's the things they add to the ra'ah. The ra'ah doesn't say, and what if they did eat the pet? Well, he seems to say, if they did eat the pit, for the Bavli. How about for the Yerushalmi? For the Yerushalmi, do you have to, they're also a little unclear, do you have to eat the pit to count or not? Okay, they don't talk about the Yerushalmi, so let's leave the Yerushalmi aside. Right. Let's just say that the Ra'ah and the Ra'ah, Uke'ein Zeh Berabinu Yonah, the Ritva clearly say there's a machlokes in the details. The Ra'ah and the Havmi, the Rinyu and the Ritva, machlokes in the details. The Bavli says, without the Gzayas, without the pit, it's not a birya. What if you did eat the pit? The Rinyu and the Ritva are pretty clear, that still wouldn't help, it's not called birya. The Rishami seems to say, the Ra'ah is very clear, even without the pit, it's still called a birya. The Ritva and the Rinyu Yonah don't really talk that much about the Rishami. Okay, so now here is the lay of the land. Rabosai, let's just chazer for a second. How do we deal with this seeming stereotype between the Bavli and Yerushalmi? One school of thought is to say, Machlok is Bavli and Yerushalmi, we don't hold a birya. That's Rambam, Rif, one day in Tosos, etc. The other school of thought is to say, no, of course everyone agrees to the din of birya of the Yerushalmi. So why are the Bavli and Yerushalmi different? Either they totally agree in din, they just disagree in hechitensi, they disagree in the case. Because it depends if you eat the pit or not, and then three dargas will count as eating the pit. Or, no, they argue about details. I mean, they argue about whether the pit counts or not. The Bavli says, well, the pit is part of it. If you don't eat the pit, it's not a birya. And maybe if you do eat the pit, it's not a birya, because that's not cold eating. Well, the Rishami says, even without the pit, it's cold eating. That's pretty clear in the Ra'ah, seems to be in Rabbi Yonah and the Ritva as well, even though they don't go into as more detail in the Bavli, less detail in the Rishami. Halacha l'maisa, let's just take that halacha. Yeah?
In the beginning of this year, we talked about that... The shiur for bracha chrona has to be in a certain amount of achila.
Uh-huh.
So, I mean, what is this? A barrier? For sure, there's one with a pit that doesn't make any sense. But even a barrier, you still don't have that amount of
achila. Okay, so hold that thought. Hold that thought. I'll just point out briefly the Orzarua. I don't want to go into it. The Orzarua has something very, very interesting when it comes to counting pits. All the machlokas here is how and do you count the pit towards being a birya? Because maybe a whole creature includes even the pit. Does a pit count towards, let's say I don't need a birya. I just have slices of olives and pits, right? Or let's say you don't hold a birya. If you don't hold a birya, does a pit count towards a kazayas? We would all have said no, because it's not roi lachiva. What's interesting about the Urzarua is he's a bit of a shitas yachid. He says here, he quotes Rav Yosef May Orleans, he says, Em achol sholem agarin nenehu miguf hazayis sholem varigarin keochel. Sounds to the Rimi Orleans like, because he doesn't mention the word birya here at all in the Arzabura, sounds to the Rimi Orleans like maybe the pit counts as food, even not for birya, even as regular food, and that would be a big chiddush, that when you eat regular food with the pit, The pit counts as food as well. Right. Okay, but I'm not. But I admit that's one line. I'm not going to make a big deal of it. I want to pass it off to Mike and then analyze it.
How does he read the
why isn't it just saying Yerushalmi? The doesn't even talk about the Yerushalmi. I have no idea. He doesn't even mention the Yerushalmi. He just quotes the Bavli and doesn't... He doesn't say there's such a thing as the Yerushalmi. And yeah, this Arzu is also found in Tosarim Yehuda. There. Right, because I think if Pashto all the other Rishonim, that pit doesn't count towards a Kazayas. The only suffix is towards a Birya. And that's why I think this is radical. Okay, let's go down to Halacha Lemaisa, and then we will analyze the Lumdus a little more. How do we paskin Halacha Lemaisa? Halacha Lemaisa, we have two questions. Number one, Birya. Birya. Pachos Mikazayas, the main machlokes. How do we paskin? So says the Shulchan Aruch. He's not really sure. He says, Yesh mistapkim lomar, shal davarshu kibriyoso, etc. Afi she'im bo kazayas. L'chein nachonli zahir, not to get into that situation. What does he say? He says, it is a safek. Nachonli zahir, v'chuli, but... Bottom line, what if you did? Im achal, eino mevarich. It's a suffix, so you would not say the bracha. If you, it even sounds a little maybe like me ikra din. There's no, we pass it against the Yerushalmi. It's a suffix. If you ate it, don't make a bracha achrona, but better not to get into the situation. How about the details? How about the pit? Right? How about if you eat it without the pit? Right? What about eating it without the pit? Issue two, or let's say Aleph, Beis, Zayas without the pit, does that count as a Birya or does that not count as a Birya? After all, maybe the Yerushalmi holds it counts as a Birya. Here's the Mechaber doesn't say anything. Amos says, V'lo mikri Birya, elam achlo kemo shehu, v'lam lakach agar mimenu, lo mikri Birya, says the Ramah, that it's not a Birya. So therefore, if you actually eat an average zayas without the pit, then you don't even get into any suffik bracha achrona, because an average zayas without the pit is not a zayas gadol, is less than a kazayas. And without the pit, it's not a birya. We paskin like, in this way, I guess we, according to the Ra'at, said we pass like the Bafli, that without the pit, it's not a birya. So the only time you get into birya is things where the pits are edible, like grapes and raisins and rimonim. You know, some people don't eat those little white seeds in the rimon seeds, but most people do, etc. Only things with edible pits that are small, obviously, otherwise it wouldn't be enough gamina, would get you into this, meaning a date. You'll never get into it because you don't eat the date pit. Date pit. Figs, you eat the pits.
Yeah.
So I've never seen a fig smaller than a kazayas, but if you get a baby, if there's such thing, then you would get into the suffix of birya. Last question, which is, what if you don't eat the pit, but you have the pit in front of you or you put it in your mouth? How does that count, right? So, what counts as eating with the pit? Now that we know it has to be with the pit to be exact, what counts as eating with the pit? Is it the rush, bring it in front of you with the pit? Is it the rush Yosef, put it in your mouth and spit it out? Or do you mamish have to eat the pit, in which case Belkir Rabbi Yonah would be very unlikely to ever have a kazayas in things of inedible pits. So the lashon of the Ramah is clearly achlo kemoshu. You have to eat it with the pit, not like the rush. You just bring it in front of you with the pit. And the Mishnah Brura here is very clear against the Rosh Yosef. Dainu imagarin va'afila magarin in the roi lechol klal. Even the garin is not roi lachila. Kevin sha'al kol panim balakula. You swallowed it all. Sounds like you have to mamish swallow the pit. Not even like the Rosh Yosef. And if you look in the footnote there in the Shaar Tzion, he goes through all the Rishonim and tells you who he's passing like, and it's just whatever we have for the board. He says, I'm not like the Rosh. It's not good enough to bring it in front of you. I'm like the Rosh and Tosos that you have to swallow it. I'm also not like Rabbeinu Yonah, who says swallowing the pit doesn't count. No. Says this is the Mechaber, this is the Ramah, And here is the Mishnah Brura, Al Pi the Rama. He says, you have to eat the pit mamish. Okay, that is Halacha L'maisa. Now I want to backtrack for a second and ask, what's the lumdus going on here? Why should a birya count, or why should a birya not count for bracha achrona purposes? Why should a birya count for bracha achrona purposes? Why should a birya not count for bracha achrona purposes? So maybe so a birya is a davar chashuv, right? So the let's ask the following question, which is that it says in Malchus Daf Yud Gimel and Aleph that the Tana Rabbi Shimon says you get Malchus for eating one chita of tevel or anything else that would be treif. And the Chachamim disagree with him. They say no, you only get Malchus for eating an ant. Why? So in the Gemara, they say to Rabbi Shimon, because Birias Neshama Chashiva. If it's not Birias Neshama, it's not Chashiv. Only an animal is Chashiv as a Birya, not a plant. Right now, obviously, in Hilchas Brachos, we're only dealing with plants, not animals. There are no kosher animals that are commonly eaten that are less than a kazayis. Right, only kosher plants that are commonly eaten that are less than a kazayis. I said commonly eaten. So I'm sure maybe grasshoppers are less than a kazayis, but that's not the main discussion of the Rishonim. Meaning the Rishonim talked about this didn't eat grasshoppers, right? I mean, I shouldn't say grasshoppers. Grasshoppers are not locusts. The kosher locusts, right? Technically, it's the locusts that are the kosher species. Locust does not mean exactly the same as grasshopper. The next sentence. I don't know already, you could ask around Google for more information about it's locust, right? So Tosos didn't eat locusts. I don't know if locust was a thing if locust was common in France. I don't know. I never read about a plague of locusts in France, but what do I know? Anyway, Victor, but in Africa they still have plagues of locusts. Even in Eretz Yisrael, see one locust, in Be'er Sheva, all of a sudden they go into emergency mode. And Baruch Hashem hasn't happened for a long time. So here's the question of what makes a birya chayav malkos? And here we have a big machlokes rishonim. Why? Because Tosfos says the Gemara didn't really mean that. Tulsa says that Gemara was only the Chachamim talking to Rabbi Shimon according to only his sheet of how he understood the Chachamim, but it wasn't their real sheet. And here we have seen Tulsa and the other Rishonim. Let's say Tulsa and Rishon Sfarad. What is the din of Birya in Achaim in Isurim? So Tosos actually says that Gemara is a red herring. And Daf Yud Zayin is a red herring. What? It's really not because of Hashivas. Right? Tosos says it's not because of Hashivas. What does Tosos say the Zinabiria is from? Why do I get Malkus for eating an ant, even though ants are very small, according to Tosos? Not because an ant is Chashiv, like it says in the Gemara. That Gemara is only talking according to Shimon, who at a certain stage was thinking that it was about Hashivas. That was only a Havamina. What is Tosos Shita? What? Exactly, it's about what the Torah says. The Torah says, don't eat a bug. If I ate a bug, then I did what the Torah told me not to do. And therefore I get Malkus. You only need Kza. When the Torah tells you not to eat a certain type of thing, then when the Torah tells you not to eat a certain type of thing, then how much do I have to eat to get Malkus? When the Torah tells you not to eat a specific thing, don't eat a bug. Let's say, for example, the Torah tells you not to eat tevel. Okay, how much tevel? Kazayis. The Torah tells me not to eat a bug. The Torah told me not to eat a bug. The Torah told me not to eat tevel. Didn't say how much. So until I eat a kazayis, I don't get malchus. But when the Torah tells me not to eat a bug, therefore, eating a bug is chayav. Therefore, when I eat a bug, I am chayav. And that's why Tosfos says the getter of berries only specific things, not types of substance, specific items that the Torah told me not to eat. If I eat them, I get Malkus.
When it comes to fish, doesn't it say me call Hashem Elohim? So you can say the same.
Basically, if you're going to start asking me exactly to justify Tosos in every case, I'm going to end up having to make a lot of assumptions, I admit. But basically, let's separate Tosos. Whatever is singled out in the Torah, not that it's more chashuv. Whatever is singled out in the Torah, you get malchus because the Torah tells you not to eat it, and you ate it. It's like local chashivas of this lab is talking about this object. As Tosos says, for example, Tosos says there's many places in Shas, including right there in Makos there, Tosos says a little more succinctly. But in Tosos and Chulin says it at greater length. And Tosos says, give me a second. He says that whole Gemara and Daf Yud Zayin is Lirabonim. We don't care about chashivas. But according to you, who cares about chashivas? You should know animals have more chashivas than plants. But really, it's about not about chashivas, about what he calls mifarish. Right? Mifarish. What does he mean by mifarish? He says, after all, why is a treif bird or an aver menachai or a bug or a Gid Hanosha, those are four examples, considered a birya, because the ki amrachmana lo tochal gid, lo tochal of tummy, the came be menachai, ki ilu pirish ben gadol ben katan, the kula mikri gid, it's ki ilu pirish. When the Torah says a specific thing, it means whether big or small. The Torah never said which tevel. If the Torah told you don't eat a wheat of tevel, that means a wheat of tevel, a wheat kernel, whether big or small. The Torah just told you, you don't eat tevel. If the Torah tells you, don't eat a limb of nevela, that would be a limb of nevela, whether big or small. But the Torah just told you, don't eat nevela. But when the Torah tells you, don't eat a fruit of arla, and that's interesting, maybe it does. I don't know, I'm not going to go there. Okay, I can erase the board, right? What? Not maybe, for sure. Whose sheep did Joel just say? Whose sheep did he just mention? Someone mentioned it already today, I think. Okay, let's give Din Birya Limalkos. Exactly. Says Tosfos, it's based on Mifarish. Says the Ran and the Rashba and the Rishone Svarad, it's based on Chashuv. That's the machlokis. Meaning, is the principle that a birya is chashav, or Torah said, don't eat X, bein gadol, bein katan. So is it like Zeres HaKasim, the Torah says, don't eat X, bein gadol, bein katan, or no? A birya is objectively chashuv when we look at all the things in the world. We divide into chashuv and not chashuv. Let's say, here specific, a birya is generally chashuv, right? So it's a general or specific, right? Is that the Torah told you don't eat a bug and you ate a bug? That's a specific. When the Torah says don't eat a bug, means don't eat any size bug. Or is it no? It's a general rule. Since a bug is a living animal organism, it has general chashivos. And basically, everyone goes through, I'm not going to go through, there's a big sug in your deh, everyone goes through all the different examples in Shas, the ones that are birya and the ones that are not called a birya, and tries to fit them in. Let's bring this down to our sugya. How do you explain the Bavli, and how do you explain the, well, let's start with, how do you explain the Bavli, and how do you explain the Yerushalmi? How do you explain the Bavli? How do you explain the Yerushalmi? So here, what's the difference? Let's first the Nafkamina. Nafkamina is Shitas HaYerushalmi. If you want to explain the Yerushalmi based on Mifarish, then was the Torah ever Mifarish? Don't eat one. Was there ever Mifarish? If you eat a crazen, you should bench. And then we say Ben Gadol Ben Katan.
No.
The Torah ever mefarish? If you eat a grain of rice, you should bench, bein gadol bein katan? No. So, whose shita does this lead to? The shita of the... You just said it. Bnei Yeshua. What does Bnei Yeshua say? Bnei Yeshua says, no, birya is only for Shivas Haminim. Because he reads the Torah saying, if you eat a grape bench, if you eat an olive bench, if you eat a date bench, if you eat a wheat kernel bench, if you eat a barley bench, ben gadol, ben katan. Now, that's how he chooses to read the pasuk, right? The achalta v'zavata v'racha es Hashem elokecha means, or, you know, we're not sure whether bracha asmei shalz d'orashu d'rabbanan, means v'achalta, it's if it says v'achalta chita uve'rachta, v'achalta sa'ora uve'rachta, v'achalta zayas uve'rachta, v'achalta gefen uve'rachta, and therefore, if you eat a zayas, you bench ben gadol ben katan. That the Rushan de Yoshua is based on Tosos. He says the din birya is only for Shivas Haminim, because the Shivas Haminim is what is specifically discussed.
Does one wheat kernel mean kosei sachita, or does it mean different?
Well, it would mean kosei sachita, aliba at least to the man to Amar that kosei sachita makes bracha achas bein shalosh. If you hold kosei sachita doesn't make bracha achas bein shalosh, then it's not being referred to in that pasuk anyway. So we don't care.
Bnei Yeshua is basically making a jump from Tosfos deals with the issue of beer in the context of Isuri. Bnei Yeshua is making a jump to Brachos.
No, the Bnei Yeshua is not making a jump. The Yerushalmi is making the jump. The Bnei Yeshua is just taking the jump from Tosfos' version and not from the Ran and the Rashba's version. And, however, the Bnei Yeshua is a chiddush atz. Misvar, it's nice if you hold like Tosfos. Bnei Yeshua is allowed to hold like Tosfos. Okay, he's Ashkenazic. But the Rishonim all used examples of, I wrote it down, but let's see if I, yeah. The Ritva and the Meir and Benayona all used examples of other fruits, of berries that are not in the Shivas Haminim. And the Poskim, the Magen Avraham, and the Taz all use examples of mulberries and things like that. And it's very clear, the Mishnah Berurah also says, the Mishnah Berurah, the Mechaber interestingly says, Gargir shall, yeah, what's the Bnei Yeshua's Raya? What does the Yerushalmi say? It starts with Rabbi Yochanan Zayas and then extrapolates to
grapes and pomegranates.
Yerushalmi never heard of anything else? Oh, it's only Diyuk and the Yerushalmi, right?
Diyuk in the Narrative
Israel,
so those are very common.
Yeah, but I'm sure they don't think so. It's a Diyuk. You know, you could also just say that was, first of all, I'm not even sure if the Rishami holds there is a bracha achron on other fruits. It's a machlokas tana. I'm a run later in our circuit. There's a million reasons. Okay, but that's his diuk. It's not a strong diuk. However, the Ritva Rabbeinu Yonah Meiri all use examples of berries here. So too all the notes of Kamel Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch just quotes the Rishami, but says the Mishnah Berurah very explicitly, just so we wouldn't think like the. Just so we wouldn't chas v'shalom think like the Pnei Yoshua, he says, Gagar shalena v'hua din yagde achas, o kitnes achas. What's a yagde?
Blueberries.
Yeah. It's same for a blueberry or a kitnios, right? A lentil, right? Or a bean, right? So it's very, very clear that if you take the other way, generally chashav is generally chashav. Either it's a birya's chashav or it's not chashav. Then this would be like the Ritva, Meiri, Rabbeinu Yonah, Vichuli, Magen Avraham, Taz, Mishnah Berurah, Vichuli. Basically, everyone's against this poor Pnei Yeshua. Don't feel bad for him. He doesn't care. He's the Pnei Yeshua. But they say no. For all meaning. After all, it has nothing to do with Mefarish. It has to do with Chashav. Chashav is Chashav. What's the problem if you take the approach of the, if you take the approach of Pnei Yeshua, then Shalom Al Yisrael, you explained it. That's not lahalacha, what anyone thinks. But that's the Pnei Yeshua. The Pnei Yeshua thinks they're all wrong.
Did you say Shiva Saminim are chashuv, and they're more chashuv than others because they don't have a neshama, but they're still chashuv?
You could, but that's hard. That's not what Pnei Yeshua is saying. That's also hard to say. What's the problem for all the Rishonim Achronim disagree with Pnei Yeshua? What's the problem with saying that one berry is chashov? That it's mefurish in the Gemara in Makos Dav Yud Zayin Amud Aleph? That? What did it say, mefurish in Yud Zayin Amud Aleph? then he's relied. Birius neshama chashiva. What does it say in Maseches Makos? Right? It says very, very explicit. And I know, and we hold like the Chachamim. It's Achloz Chachamim Shimon, and we are like the Chachamim. I'll read you the words. Again, Tosa says these words aren't real. These words are all ke'ilu, like according to you, you know. But what do they say to Rabbi Shimon? They say, Birias neshama chashuva, chita lo chashuva. Neshama is chashuv, chita is not chashuv. Very clear. Animal versus plant. So what do we do with... What do we do with kasha mi gemara? This gemara is not kasha for Tosfos and Bnei Yeshua. This whole gemara didn't really mean it. It was all a if you say, etc. But kasha mi gemara makos yud zayin dirak biryas neshama chashiva. So, how do you answer this? So, interestingly, depends who you're answering for. Some of the Achronim say, that's only the Bavli. The Yerushalmi holds, you get Malkos for plants also. What do they do like Rabbi Shimon? So says the Urcha Shulchan, the Yerushalmi must pass like Rabbi Shimon. Right? That even on a Chita Achas you get Malkos. Of course, it could be the Yerushalmi. There's no Yerushalmi on Malkos. So we don't, no Yerushalmi in the third pair of Malkos. So we don't know what the Yerushalmi would say there. Unless someone has hidden at home somewhere. But in the printed Yerushalmis. We have no Masor of Yerushalmi, third parak of Makos. So, for all we know, maybe they had some totally different shot in that Mishnah and Makos that we would never have thought of in a million years. I don't know. I have to ask you, like, that's what you need with Chaim Kanievsky, like, is the Yerushalmi hiding someplace in the middle of the mind that makes a reference to that Mishnah and Makos that we could deduce from? Or maybe now we could do it on the computer. Anyway, one derech is the Arach HaShulchan and the Mishkanos Yaakov. They say, it's a machlokes, Bavli, the Yerushalmi. The Bavli holds that rak, Biryas Neshama, is Chashiva. And the Yerushalmi holds that, no, Afilo Biryas Pri is Chashiva. Okay, it's machlokes Bavli Yerushalmi. Says the Aruch HaShulchan, what gives you the right to say this? Well, it's machlokes of Shimon Chachamim. Maybe the Bavli Yerushalmi passed like Shimon. The Mishkanos Yaakov is very clever here, right? This is a very impressive Mishkanos Yaakov here. Says Mishkanos Yaakov, you know what? I went through the Yerushalmi and I proved that I'm right. Because the Yerushalmi in Nazir, the way he quotes the Yerushalmi in Nazir in this Mishkanos Yaakov, it's hard to chap. I mean, if you're good, you can chap what he's saying, you know. I just, to make I'll be 100% sure, open up the Yerushalmi inside, just to make sure that I was following from the very beginning of Yerushalmi to the very end. The Yerushalmi in Nazir is crystal clear that if you, and Nazir eats a grape less than a kazayis, he gets malchus for birya. The only suffix is, you know, if you eat a grape that is kazayis, you get two malchuses, one for birya, one for kazayis, okay, all kinds of crazy kedushim. But the Yerushalmi, he says, the Yerushalmi the Shitasi in Nazir. I mean, the Yerushalmi says, I think the Yerushalmi holds this way. The Mishnah Yaakov is one better. He says, I don't think the Yerushalmi holds, I know the Yerushalmi holds this way, because it's with Furish in Nazir, that the achol that means achol may not say rufin ksayis chayiv. If you're put together little pieces, you eat ksayis or chayiv, but an anava is chayiv even without a kazayis. I know the quote of the Yerushalmi, he could have quoted a little more for us mere mortals. And he says, and that's why he says the Rambam Rif rejected the Yerushalmi. Maybe just because they held like our Bavli. But he says, because the Yerushalmi holds a plant as a birya, and we hold that. So the Mechos Yaakov says, and what's nice is he brings a real Lishitase. Lishitasam bimaseches nozir. And the Yerushalmi Lishitase, and the Bible Lishitase. Of course, therefore, we can't paskin like the Yerushalmi. Meaning we shouldn't even be misafik. It's possible we shouldn't paskin like the Yerushalmi. Meaning, halacha l'maisa misafik. Halacha l'maisa, which svara do we hold from? Misafik, obviously. Not the Pnei Yeshua, because all the poskim say all species. Not the Aruch HaShulchan Mishkanos Yaakov, because they say it's the Machlokas Bavli Yerushalmi, and the, if the Machlokas Bavli Yerushalmi, you just don't hold like Yerushalmi. That's the Mishkanos Yaakov Shaila. Someone asked him, what do you think of that Shulchan Aruch about Birya? Is it really a Safek? And he says, no way. If Machlokas Bavli Yerushalmi, they should toss him a Nazir, and Pasha, we don't agree with Yerushalmi. Don't give me your Shulchan Aruch. Here, I'm going to end up Now we built up all the suspense, except in fact the answer is going to be super dachuk. What about for us? For us, halacha lemaisa, that we are half mesupak. For us, halacha lemaisa, that we are half mesupak. How can we be mesupak that maybe a plant counts as a birya? After all, it's against the Goren Makos. So we have no choice but to say, like the Prima Gadim, says the Prima Gadim, because bracha achrona is midrabanan, and since it's midrabanan, they count even a plant as a birya. For d'oraisa is only an animal counts as a birya. For drabanan, even a plant counts as a birya. That's the Prima Gadim, says the Prima Gadim. Ah, since brachos are dirabanan, for dinim dirabanan, even a plant is a birya. There's just lower standards of birya for drabanan. It's a little random what happened to Kol Tikkun Rabbanan came to Raisa Tikkun, but you see how the tzad of birya to defend it misvara is going to be very difficult. I promise someone, if you wait, I will get to their objection, and I'm not going to till next time. But I'll just point out one, I'll end in 30 seconds, with one strange thing. The Magen Avraham in Hilchos Pesach quotes a Trumas Adeshin, who says, theoretically, you should be Yotzei Marer by eating a birya. But he has all kinds of technical problems. And the Prima Gadim says, what do you mean be Yotzei Marer by eating a birya? After all, a plant is not a birya. Says, maybe he only is Marer Bisman Hazeh, because Marer Bisman Hazeh is Drabanan, for Drabanan, a plant counts as a birya, but not Marer Bisman HaMikdash, which is Midaraisa. Mm-hmm. Again, without getting into our old discussion that maybe you don't need excise for Marer, he's assuming you need excise for Marer, right, against that discussion of the Avni Nezer that we had yesterday. Interestingly, how do you defend the Trumas Hadeshen? Trumas Hadeshen is very strange. For Marer Daraisa, a plant counts as a birya, theoretically? So one way is the Prima Gadim, who really rejects him. He says, oh, maybe only his Marav Zayin is a Drabanan. The other way is the Rav. The Rav says that the famous Machlokes Rishonim, whether any bitter herb counts as Marer, or only a specific species called Marer, which is actually five specific species that in biblical Hebrew is called Marer according to the Masorah of Chazal. It's Machlokes. Only the five species listed in the Mishnah are anything. So he says, maybe you could explain the Trumas Hadeshen of Magen Avraham based on the Pnei Yeshua's Derech. The Trumas Hadeshen of Magen Avraham really hold like Tosos, that it's about Mefarish, not about Hashivas. And by Marar, if it means any bitter herb, that's not Mefarish. But if it means the specific species of bitter herb, and it's as if the Torah said five specific species, then Ben Gadol Ben Katam, then it would apply. So to defend this weird Magen Avraham quoting the Trumas Hadeshen, you either say it's only Marav Zman Hazeh Drabanan, and he wasn't worried about the Mikdash. By the time Beis HaMikdash was rebuilt, he figured there'll be bigger poskim. Or, like the Rav defends him by saying that it is talking a bit that if you hold us to only five specific species, then maybe it's like the Pnei Yeshua of seven species, and really it's Mefarish. Okay, we didn't get to page 30, but we'll have to pick up with that Amir Tzashem next time. Maybe we'll pick up with that. I'm fairly confident, actually, we'll do more than page 30 next time, because it was a short page, because I thought we were doing it. Okay, so anyway, I'll add some more. We'll try to get till past Tznuma Bekara, Viload Bechlal.
How did we get to make the jump that Chashivus is in the
recording stopped.
What?